Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's the Samoan war dance known as Siva Tawo. This part of the new film from writer-director Taika Waititi, Next Goal Wins. It's Film Week on LAist 89.3. I'm Larry Mantle. Earlier this hour, you heard our critics review the new film from Waititi. It's based on the national soccer team from American Samoa. Back in 2001, the team absorbed the worst loss ever in international play, 31-0. That's zero. Hot-headed coach Thomas Rongen agrees to coach the team in 2011 as it prepares for World Cup qualifying play. Michael Fassbender plays the coach. The players and American Samoan officials and residents are played by actors of Pacific Islands backgrounds. Writer-director Waititi's previous movies include Thor: Love and Thunder, Thor: Ragnarok, and the six-time Academy-nominated Jojo Rabbit. His adapted screenplay for Jojo won the Oscar. Taika, thanks for joining us. What attracted you to this story?
Well, I watched the documentary with the same title back in 2017. It's irrelevant. I watched the documentary and I was really just taken by the by this uplifting underdog sports story. And for me, I'd just been away doing Thor and Jojo Rabbit, and I'd been away from home for a few years and was feeling a bit homesick. And I just thought this was an opportunity to make something back in the Pacific with Pacific Islanders and get back home and be amongst my people and get back to my roots and to showcase, you know, elements of our culture whilst also telling a cool, uplifting story. When with films like this, you know, it's hard enough. You know, them losing 31-0 and still holding that record for the biggest international loss. And I think if anyone else were to come in and try and tell that story, it would feel, it just wouldn't feel right, I think, for Pacific Islanders to have, you know, their story told by a Western filmmaker. So I think, you know, it was great that I got to make it and get the trust of the real life people, you know, and especially Jaya, you know, who trusted me with taking, you know, her name and her, you know, her story, mm-hmm. and turning it into my own. So basically what I did was I took, you know, elements of that true story and gave myself permission and, you know, the ability to turn that into my own version of this film and to create more of a myth and if anything. Because I feel like if I was just to make a carbon copy of the documentary, then what's the point in that? You should just see the documentary. The documentary is fantastic.
Well, and you bring your humor into the film as well. And I wonder if you can speak to that, because obviously you're trying to honor the culture of American Samoa, but also have fun and bring certain cultural things in as a part of the humor. So how, as a filmmaker, do you walk that line?
Again, I have to give myself permission to do what I want and know that, you know, my sensibilities, I'm not out to make fun of people in a nasty way. I never want to do things, unless they're Nazis. And I never want to do things that, you know, that aren't true to me. So, like on, with Jojo Rabbit, that's based on a book. And I didn't really stick to the book that much, other than like just the main elements. And it's similar with the story. Like, all the things that really happened, like, you know, the key aspects of Thomas's character and what the real life guy went through. Same with Jaya and same with the team. We kept all of that stuff and then added humor, which is obviously my style, yeah, and to again, just to lift it to a different level, and create more of an entertaining story as well as an uplifting one.
Your humor in so much of your work does rips off of popular culture, and you're able to do that here as well. And so, when you're writing a script for a film like this, where it's a real story, and yet you're trying to do some, you know, funny riffs off of culture, how does your process take that into account? Is it just a natural extension of your humor, or are you thinking of, you know, these are certain things that lend themselves, given this historic situation, to bring in and to comment on?
Yeah, I think with this film, more than most, I allowed myself to move away from the script and the rigidity of normal filmmaking, and be more receptive and open to change and to letting things happen to me and to the film, rather than me trying to just control every aspect of the filmmaking process. For example, a week or two into the shoot, Michael Fassbender came up to me and he said, "I've just met this kid over at the unit table, and he's fascinating. And man, I wish there was some way to put him in the film." And we put him in the film, and that's this kid, Armani, who tags along with Michael throughout the story.
Oh, he was spontaneous. That was never, that's funny.
Yeah, it was never written. We just met this kid and said, "Mate, you're here for a reason, and I'm open to just like all of these ideas and like, you know, life happening to us as opposed to us happening to life." They put Armani in the film, and then there's a lot of dialogue. There's a lot of moments that just happen on the day. There's some culturally specific things that probably people think are just ridiculous moments that we made up, but you know, like the teams who do the sort of like, you know, this little sort of gesture off in the in one of the later scenes between Tonga and Samoa, when like half the team, the Samoans are going, but that's authentic to Tonga and to Samoa, and you know, I only they would know that, but it's a nice moment that, you know, that they told me this is what we do. Mm-hmm. And the Tom was right, this is what we do. And I said, well, we're definitely putting that in the film.
We're talking with Oscar-winning director Taika Waititi, joining us, co-writer and director of the new film Next Goal Wins, that's in theaters now. Taika, let's talk about the casting of it. You use a Pacific Island cast from multiple locations. What was the casting process like, and how much experience were you looking for in your actors?
I was looking for experience and ability mainly in the acting department. In terms of being able to play soccer, my preference was no experience because it's about the worst team in the world. But I think the biggest challenge was finding someone to play Jaya's role. And because, you know, with that role in particular, you need to be authentic. And I needed to find someone who was Samoan, who identified as Fafafine and trans, and could play soccer and also could act. So it's a really hard and a very, it's a very big ask trying to find someone who ticks all those boxes. And we were just so very lucky to meet Kai Mana, who plays Jaya in the film, who identified as trans and Fafafine, could play soccer, was actually Samoan, and could act. And that felt like a real triumph when we found her.
You shot the film on Oahu, and how did you settle on that as the location?
We couldn't shoot in American Samoa because just the logistics of getting everything there and the crew. It's a very small island, and there's no real, like, infrastructure for filmmaking. It's difficult. There's only one plane in and out that goes like twice a week, like on a Wednesday and a Sunday, or Wednesday and a Saturday. And so it was just not feasible to go there. But Hawaii, a lot of the landscape looks exactly the same, and it's not that far away. And Hawaii has a big Samoan community too, so it was great to be able to cast there. And also there were a lot of Samoans from around the Pacific, especially in New Zealand, who are great actors who I brought in as well. So Hawaii was just a perfect place to do it. I've spent a lot of time there. My second child was born on Oahu. And it was, they make a lot of film and TV in Hawaii. So just that was just the perfect place to do it.
Taika Waititi joining us. Taika is Oscar winner for a screenplay of Jojo Rabbit, nominated for 6 Oscars for that film. The new movie Next Goal wins. He directed and co-wrote the screenplay. You mentioned about Kaimana, the actor, a trans actor who plays Jaya, who a trans athlete. And how much input did you take from her and from other actual members of the American Samoan national team in telling the story?
None. I talked to Jaya in 2015. We went and had dinner and just hung out. But that was when I was deciding whether or not I'd make the film. And then 4 years later, in 2019, I shot it. But Jaya and I always kept in touch, but I made a decision not to try and involve any of the real people, because I feel like if you want the real story, you should just watch the documentary, which I do encourage people to do because it's a really great film. For me, it was important to be able to just put my own spin on things and change characters or change timelines or change relationships to suit the storytelling. The idea that I'm creating a version of this story. The most important part of retelling a story is you get is getting the heart and the soul of the story. It's not the exact details of this thing happened on this day and that, you know, that's not important to me.
Oscar-winning writer-director Taika Waititi joining us on Air Talk. His movie Next Goal wins. Just out this week, we'll continue our conversation with him on Film Week in just 1 minute.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all 4 of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
It's Film Week on LAist 89.3. I'm Larry Mantle. We're talking with writer-director Taika Waititi of the new movie Next Goal Wins. Let's listen to this selection from the film in which the head of the American Samoa Football Federation, played by Oscar Keitley, urges his team to give their new coach, played by Michael Fassbender, a warm American Samoan welcome. He's just getting onto the team bus.
Gentlemen, I am proud to officially announce a new official national coach of the American Samoan soccer team. He's played with some of the top players in the world. And he's originally from Europe. So let's give him a warm American Samoan welcome. Okay, guys. Iha, sa vale vale min, go for a walk. Your chariot awaits.
From the new film, Next Goal Wins, we're talking with writer-director of the movie, Taika Waititi. As an indigenous person yourself, and you create Reservation Dogs, the critically acclaimed television series, and you have indigenous characters and themes in some of your other films, share with us the importance of that for you and what that enables, your background enables you to do in telling indigenous stories.
Well, I am Indigenous, so that helps, I guess. But for me, it's very important that we see ourselves on screen. And I think in Hollywood, especially, the issue of representation is still underdeveloped. They've tried to cure their diversity woes in not a great way, I think. And we're now, I think it all feels just like tokenism to me. And just as an Indigenous person, I can only really speak for us. And there's not enough of our stories on film or TV. We just had a great show that I just coincidentally happened to have been involved in called Reservation Dogs. And, it's acclaimed. It's a beautiful show. But what I don't want to see happen is that's all there is. And 5 years from now, when we say, well, we haven't seen ourselves on screen, they say, yeah, but remember that show you did 5 years ago, Reservation Dogs? It needs to be more meaningful and more frequent, our inclusion and our representation. Unfortunately, we are the ones who have to tell those stories because other filmmakers will not get it right. And so there's not a huge amount of us out there who are making films or have the opportunity to make films.
But with Reservation Dogs, you just have the opportunity to create such a sense of place in that series. And it's so culturally layered. There are things to riff on comedically in the series, very serious issues you're able to raise. It's so rich. Hopefully that's going to lead to there being many more of these very culturally specific Indigenous stories.
It's an absolutely. Res Dogs has done great things for us, and and that's the hope and the dream is that it opens up a lot more doors for us and our filmmakers, and also on our part, we also have to work harder on telling our stories in different ways and presenting our lives and our stories in different ways. I think in the hands of Hollywood in the past, the Native American experience has always been a very similar style. It's always like, there's always a Native American character in the movie who is a tracker or like speaks to spirits or like, sits on a mountain playing a flute. And, it's like in New Zealand, that's what they think of us. And I think of Maori as like always these people connected to nature and the spirit world all the time. We're just not like that. Look how I dress, I'm just as cool as most people. But I just feel like, we also have to, I think what happened with Res Dogs, what was great is it just showed Native communities in a contemporary setting and showed like all the stuff that everyone else goes through, they also go through. It's about breaking out of those stereotypes.
As we're getting tight on time, I also wanted to ask you about series television versus feature films, because What We Do in the Shadows, of course, adapted into a series. You created Reservation Dogs. What has the series enabled you to do that, film you can't really do, and vice versa?
My true love is still film. But I do appreciate that in television, you're able to have longer and more meaningful character development, and you can have characters that become that start off good and then turn bad and then get good again, but stretched out over sometimes years. And I think there's nothing like that. Films can't really achieve that, where you're with these characters, and they're part of your life for sometimes years.
Taika, thank you so much for joining us on Film Week. Writer-director Taika Waititi of Next Goal Wins, which is out in theaters now. If you missed our critics' review of it, make sure you hear it wherever you get your podcasts or at LAS.com. For our critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Thank you for joining us. Have a terrific weekend.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local, fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.